A neuro family, a wild nobility. We are the family. A neuro family, a wild nobility. We are the family. A neuro family, a wild nobility. We are the family. The Comic Anvil presents another stellar episode, this time with two surprise guests. Well, I wouldn't say a surprise, we planned this. I would like to welcome Christopher Muse and Ryan Lee to have questions asked of them and their new book, or webcomic, sorry, The Naturals. So I'll start off with Chris. You live in Michigan?
Yes, I actually live in Traverse City.
Right.
You know, with Ryan, that's kind of how we met.
Oh, you guys both live in the same place?
Yeah, so it makes it extremely easy.
Oh, okay, cool. And, right, you work... you have a day job, correct?
Yeah, I work at a big box retailer.
Okay, cool. And, Ryan, you are a full-time artist?
Yep, yeah, I do illustration and graphic design.
Excellent.
That's what I do most of the time.
Excellent. Okay. What got you guys into comics? I'll start with Chris.
So the big thing that got me into comics was actually the X-Men Ultra Flare cards from the 90s.
Very cool. That's
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got into it a little late. I was into the cards, and then, you know, the X-Men cartoon was big.
Right.
Nowhere where I grew up really sold comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd end up buying stuff off eBay and, you know, reading it secondhand, that type of stuff. But now that I moved into a bigger city that has a store, I'm buying stuff every week.
That's cool. Cards. I've heard the cartoons thing before, but never cards. That's kind of cool. I was never really a fan of cards myself. what about you, Ryan?
I started reading when I was really young. I used to get comics at, you know, like, that was back when they had them at, you know, like a 7-Eleven or grocery stores. I would get one, you know, every now and then, and I would read it like 1,000 times or just look at the pictures. And I also read a lot of Mad and Cracked when I was younger,
Yes.
More Mad as I got a little bit older and I could understand some of the humor.
Yeah, I get that. That's cool.
But, yeah, and, you know, cartoons and stuff as well. But, the source material, comics to comics.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way. I met a kid in grade 2, and he was into comics, so I decided I was into comics. I think one of my first books was, like, Spider-Ham.
I still have a lot of those.
I remember seeing the first appearance of, what's his name? John Stewart and Green Lantern at the pharmacy. Because that's where I bought my comics, was the smoke shop, the pharmacy, or the grocery store.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I still have an iron... Well, I actually ended up rebuying it. Uh-huh. I remember... One of my earliest comic memories is an Iron Man. I think it was from like 1984 or 85. And I ended up refining it because I have like a crazy visual memory. So I just looked it up, you know, based on the cover. And it's just so weird looking through something that was pretty seminal and, you know, making an impression on me artistically. So
very cool. And then basically, yeah, you picked up a pencil and started drawing, I guess.
Yep. That's pretty much how it happened.
That's right on. Okay, I guess we'll get to the Naturals then. Who approached who? Let's start there.
So I had an idea of like a World War II type comic book I wanted to do, but with Marvel characters. And then after I started thinking about it and reading into, you know, making comics a little bit, I found it'd be a heck of a lot harder to do it through Marvel. So I wanted to kind of twist it up and create my own characters and use those for the story.
Right.
but it was still going to be the same type of premise. I there, for Cherry Capital Con, which is a convention that we have up here in Traverse City, we had a pre-con event. That's where I actually first met Ryan, because he had just moved up from Detroit. He had his he had some pages with him that he was showing whoever the guest was. he was showing him the pages as that, you know, I had an artist at the time, but he kind of had other stuff come up. So then I approached Ryan on Facebook and kind of went from there.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was pretty organic like that. It was that really that easy.
Nice. So yeah, I guess you give the premise of what the Naturals is about. We're still pretty early in the, I want to call it a book, in the webcomic, right? What are we, 6-7 pages in now?
Yeah, I think it's 7.
Right.
7 or 8.
And they go up every Thursday, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct, right. Yeah.
I've been following it. I enjoy it. Yeah, I was kind of mentioning this last night. I was pretty giddy reading it, man. That last panel from the last page where he puts the stogie out in the guy's eye. And what does he say again? I'm proud to be American. Or it's awesome to be American or something like that.
It was damn good to be an American.
Oh, yeah, man. I laughed. Oh, that was great. You know, I can't wait for the next episode. Next page, I guess you'd say.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I think we were talking about like ramping it up pretty soon. So that we can get some more up and eventually actually have like a book, you know, that we can get in the hands of people.
Right. Yeah. I was kind of wondering that, if you guys were ever thinking about printing this, I guess, I don't know. How do you gauge how well it does? Do you know?
yeah, well, I mean, we've been kind of going off of, what we see on Google Analytics in terms of unique hits and, returning visitors and everything like that. I mean, obviously, we don't have any like advertisers like knocking down our door or anything like that. But it seems like it's been pretty steady. And then, you know, feedback from people and I don't know. It's a little difficult to gauge, I think, the webcomic and I don't know what it takes, you know, obviously a lot of hard work and doing quality work for a long time to get a huge fan base, but reaching out to a lot of different webcomics people, and there is definitely a community of people who love webcomics and specifically webcomics, you know, not even in the print realm. I know we had touched on this a little bit. It's a little difficult to gauge, so we're just kind of just trying to enjoy it while we can and just see what happens with it. We're still extremely new to the medium, and We're figuring out new things every day. A lot of people have given us feedback, which is awesome. Like, just people have reached out to help us like improve the site, loading time on the site, what to do with images on there.
Yeah,
I mean, I was gonna, people have been really cool.
Yeah, I was going to say that it was Sharif. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. That designed the site for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, stellar setup. It looks awesome. I was like, wow, this is solid. You know, for a couple guys who were pretty new to the medium, you sure look professional, boys.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I like I said, I can't get over it. I'm very enthusiastic. I'll be waving the flag for a long time to come.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And I look forward to the day you guys do some printing, hopefully. Like, I would like to be able to pass that book to a friend one day.
That would be amazing.
Because unfortunately, I still know people who don't have the internet. Okay.
Well, didn't you guys just get the internet in Canada?
Yeah, last month. No. It's apparently been here for a while. Okay, so, Chris, you also do another webcomic, right?
Yeah, I've been working on Terror Bads with artist Jeff Manley for about almost 2 years now.
Right. I think that's how I discovered you, too, actually. Both of you guys on Twitter.
I know.
No, that's very cool.
Yes.
Do you want to elaborate some more on Terror Bads? Let people know what it's about.
So everybody knows about the big name villains, you know, Dr. Octopus and, you know, Dr. Doom and all the guys that are ready to take over the world. But Terror Bads follows a group of like D-list, you know, maybe even G-list villains that have really bad powers and. They're really bad at being villains, but they have the heart to do it. Right. You know, they just really want to get that one big heist in, but they fail every single time. So it's about them, you know, trying to get more evil and try to, you know, move up the ladder.
And it's also funny.
Yeah, thanks.
I will attest to that. I've had a good couple chuckles reading that one, too. okay, I guess I don't know what else to say here. I kind of wanted to know what who inspired you guys. I kind of asked that. I think, though.
No, you haven't.
Maybe I was thinking more like who were your favorite artists, writers? Present day, history, doesn't matter.
Because I kind of I jumped into the game a little late, and I don't really know that many, you know, older writers, but I guess my biggest influence right now is I love every single thing Remender does.
Yeah.
Ryan's kind of turned me on to him by getting me into Uncanny X-Force and Fear Agent, and I just really love his style. And then what kind of got me into writing The Naturals was actually reading Invincible. That's kind of how I came up with, like, the play on word names, you know, Liberty Larry, because all my characters' names seem to have names that all have the first same and last with the beginning letter.
Yeah, Stan Lee trick.
Yeah.
All right. I think they call that alliteration. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Trying to sound smarter than I really am. Okay, what about you, Ryan?
Oh man, there's so many artists and writers that I love. I don't know. I love Mignola, like Hellboy, the Hellboy universe, including BPRD. That is some of my favorite stuff on Earth out of any medium. Like I just devour that stuff. It is, I love it. I love Jason Aaron and Scalped.
Cool.
R.M. Guerra is an amazing artist. And, John Severin, he was an artist for Cracked. I grew up loving him. He's so expressive, and he was amazing. He was great at indicating and using like an economy of line to just like everything he did was just so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
With like the, I don't know, he's just fantastic. And then, you know, I could just go on for hours. There's just so many good artists, and I feel like right now we're like in a new renaissance of comic art. There are so many guys who really, really care about the craft and doing things the right way. I also feel like it's never been a better time where more styles are accepted. There isn't one stock style that everyone is kind of doing, you know. I know like hyperrealism was really in a couple years ago, and then before that you had the crazy like 90s super exaggerated
manga-esque.
All that. But now it seems like anything goes, and there's so much good work. It's just awesome to see. Yeah. It really is.
No, I know what you're saying there. It's why I spend so much money on comic books. I don't know. I think a true inspiration is guys like you. Like to me anyways, like seeing you do this independently and stuff, I can see this being a big hit. I'm sorry. Maybe I am too excited, but I don't know. I think it's very cool. Right. I think it's very cool.
Thank you so much. I mean,
not a problem.
I'm so glad that Chris approached me to do this. It's been really fun working on it, and it was a really cool story, and that's, I don't know. It's really nice to work on my own project. I've been doing samples and.
Right.
You know, little pitches for a couple years now, and you know, nothing ever sank, and I'm like, it's time to, you know, like knuckle down and create something, and I'm kind of creating. These are all Chris's, most of these are Chris's ideas. I just help, you know, add some visuals to it. Oh, but
very
much
so.
But I love working on it, so it's really a pleasure to work with Chris, because he's very collaborative too. So
Chris, you're probably pretty excited to acquire Ryan's services.
I completely lucked out.
Yeah. That's all there is to it. I got lucky.
All that.
Are you calling Ryan easy?
No. He's not too easy.
Nice. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, guys. As you know, if you've listened to my podcast before, I'm not very, I get starstruck after a while. I started off strong, I think, here, but I'm losing it. I'm losing it. What else is? What else can I ask?
Starstruck by us.
A little bit. A little bit.
That's a first. That's a first.
Oh, so. That's a first. Well, for me, it's exciting, man, because like what I've doodled once in a while. I'm no artist, that's for sure. I don't have the what do you call it, discipline to draw consistently like a guy would need to get better. And I always wanted to be a writer, to be honest with you, but all I ever did was make story notes. I never actually followed through on writing an actual story.
Well, I'm sure you still can.
I know it's never too late, but a guy gets busy. I have a child now. And
yeah, that's...
I like doing the podcast. And, oh, man, is it ever. I know you have kids, Ryan. You don't have kids, do you, Chris?
I've got two cats.
You got two cats. Nice.
Close.
Yeah. Don't they look after themselves mostly, though?
Pretty yeah. much, yeah.
Wipe their own butts. One day it'll come, I think. One day. So, yeah. Hmm. You guys like movies, too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Love movies.
Yeah. I would assume you guys are fans of superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Let me ask you what you guys are looking forward to this summer for movies. Besides Iron Man 3 and Superman. Or when is Superman out?
I don't know, but that's probably what I'm looking forward to that more than Iron Man, I think, right now.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not like the hugest Superman fan, but I kind of feel like I know what I'm going to get when I see Iron Man.
Right.
And Superman's a bit of a wild card right now, and I'm pretty excited about it.
I want to watch both, just basically. I think Iron Man will be good. I mean, yeah, like you said, it'll be the same, more of the same probably. Maybe a little more intense. Yeah, that's good. It works. Why break the formula, right?
Yeah, works. I'm down with it.
Superman, yeah, is a wild card. Now I'm going to watch just out of morbid curiosity, I think. it might be good, right? Who knows?
It looks like it to me. Yeah. Looks like it to me. We'll see, though.
What about you, Chris?
I'm actually kind of excited to see that Purge movie that's supposed to be coming out. The one where for like 12 hours they make murder legal. And that's why there's no violence in America anymore.
Oh, what? That sounds crazy. Really?
Yep.
I haven't heard of that.
Me neither. I want to watch it, though.
Hey, you should check out the trailer. It's pretty sweet. There's, the trailer starts off with this, genuine family eating dinner and stuff. And they're like, oh, it's that time. And they hit a button and, like, all these, like, metal walls come down on their windows so nobody can get in. And then there's one guy that's outside who's pounding on their door asking for help. And the one kid, like the parents are like, no, you can't let him in. You don't know if he's a murderer. And the kid lets him in. And now there's people outside that want that guy dead. So they're doing whatever they can to get in the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely going to have to check that out. Let's see. What else is there? Have you guys been watching Hemlock Grove? Sorry, I was getting off on that yesterday.
I know. I haven't seen it yet, but you kind of talked me into checking it out for sure. I'm on I have Netflix open a lot when I'm drawing and stuff, so.
Chris, you're on the road, so you probably don't have the chance, do you?
Yeah, I'm at home now. I'm kind of excited to watch the Hannibal show. Like, everybody's been talking it up.
I heard it got postponed the next episode because of the events in Boston.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It wasn't the only show that got moved either, I guess.
Hmm.
There you go, man. My daughter's hassling me. She wants to abuse my Netflix, too.
little Dora.
Rugrats.
Rugrats, all right.
We're past the Dora phase.
That's good.
And backpack.
The backpack,
and,
yeah.
And Rosie Perez, what does she play again? Oh, my God, I hate her. Her voice drives me insane. I don't know. Did I miss anything? Do you guys think you have anything to add? I never thought this was going to be a very, very long interview.
I don't know. I'd like to thank Sharif for building the site for us. I put together most of the design assets for it, but Sharif made all the magic happen, and he was really patient with us being nitpicky and trying to get it right. He did a lot for us to get that site up. It wouldn't exist without him. So
very cool.
I really would like to thank him. I mean, he was a lifesaver, and he couldn't have been more patient. He was awesome. He's a great dude. And he's got a well, Chris, why don't you plug – do you mind if we plug?
Go ahead. You plug away.
Yeah. So The website that Terabads is on, it's 2for1comics.com. Sharif, our buddy, actually has a comic that he draws called The Bait, which is on that site. And there's a couple other comics, too, like my friend Toby. He's got a comic called The Sword. And there's also Dear Dinosaur, written by written and drawn by Ryan Schroep,
right,
who Ryan's also worked with on Matinee Electica.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I'm familiar with Ryan's comic, though, as well. It's funny.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a really nice guy.
Right on. Actually, I just thought of a question. There's more characters coming in The Naturals, right? Like, do you have a hero for every nation?
Kind of.
Okay.
The whole thing is that our main villain is trying to kill the Naturals to obtain their powers, because his country didn't have one.
Okay.
So,
spoilers.
Yeah, I'm gonna have like little glimpses of heroes, but I'm not gonna have like any big backstory because then it'll be way too drawn out. And but yeah, there'll be a bunch of new characters showing up pretty soon.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, that's all I had. I highly recommend The Naturals to everybody. Please read it. They have a Facebook page. I don't know. Do you guys have a Twitter account for The Naturals or 2for1 Comics or something like that? No, you just use your own handles, right?
Twitter's just us. Yeah, right. Chris is. Chris, how do you spell yours?
It's MEEUWESINGS.
All
right. Yeah, and mine's just Riley, RYLEEART on Twitter. And then our website is www.thenaturalscomic.com.
Okay. I will put those links in the written intro that I will make later.
So.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Ran out of questions.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. It's really nice of you to ask us. So that's totally totally flattering that somebody likes it.
Chris had been asking me before I took a hiatus off the anvil. I never really got around to it. And I don't know. I seen that you guys, I think it a couple Thursdays ago, I seen you posted a new page, and it just hit me. I was like, why don't I have these guys on the show? I should have them both. I mean, Ryan did a very fine piece of artwork for me as a commission. I only seen three pieces of your art before I asked you that. Did you know that?
And really?
Yeah, I think it was the Morbius picture that I was like, I got to get this guy to draw me a picture. And hopefully he'll do this one. Which brings
that was
up
for,
different
Chris's best friend, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I enjoy your art immensely.
Thank you.
I can see the piece I got over from where I'm sitting. It's never far from me. It's an inspiration.
I can see it on your Skype avatar.
Yeah. I tend to share it everywhere I go.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, well, maybe we can do this again sometime in the future, you know, after a few more pages and maybe a published book.
Yeah.
I have no problems waving the flag for you guys, like I said. It's a worthy book. I recommend it to everybody.